he's done. How about you? Somebody will stand up and brag on the Lord right quick. I'm not going to preach long. And we're going to go on out here. Brother Derek's wife said that he had been out there on the radio trying to check the ball game score. Is that true? Is that true? Praying what? That you'd hurry and get home. That's the day we're living in. That's sad. How sad the day we're living in. Somebody will say something right quick. Yep, man. Me too. Yes. Amen. Right. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Hey. Yes. Yes, sir, brother. Hallelujah. It'll be saved. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, he has. Yes, he has. Yep. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, sir. It's still real, too. Amen. 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 That's right. Amen, brother. Ever. Not one. Woo! Hallelujah! Amen! Thank God! Hallelujah! Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Right quick. Brag on the Lord time right here. This is brag on the Lord time. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Open your Bible to John chapter 9 while you're thinking about it. Somebody wants to pop up, pop off. Right now is the time to do it. I want to give you a little thought here from the Scripture here tonight. And it means a lot to me. John chapter number 9 and the first verse. And you know this story here of Jesus healing this blind man. But I want to concentrate and look at these first few words of this verse. John chapter 9 and verse number 1. Bible said, "And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth." And then the story unfolds there of this man getting his sight back. What I want to look at tonight is where it said, when Jesus passed by. The Bible said the Lord came by there one day and he just passed by and saw a blind man. Now, I will preach a few minutes tonight on the subject, oh, what a difference since Jesus passed by. You know, the old song says, I can't explain it and I cannot tell you why. But oh, what a difference since Jesus passed by. You know, tonight, there's I want to illustrate with this. And sometimes if you've ever watched a big parade, or even on TV, or even in person, after the parade's over, and the bands are gone, and the clowns, and Santa Claus, and everything else has gone on down the street somewhere, you look, and you think, good Lord, what's happened here? I mean, there's trash laying everywhere and everything. You can tell that thing passed through that. We was going somewhere one time, and I think we was going over toward Lenore. We was going to church over there somewhere, and somebody had been doing a bunch of grading, and they cut down a bunch of trees, and there was trees laying everywhere and stumps sticking up and broke sticks and mud piled everywhere. And somebody said, what in the world happened there? And they said, I don't know, the bus kids picnic, I guess. But you tell something awful had took place there. You look somewhere and you see a big canyon or something like that. You say something has caused this to happen. Now, I want to say tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad that there's a difference when Jesus passes by. Amen. I'm glad to say tonight there always is. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, there is a difference. Oh, what a difference since Jesus passed by. If you'd have been there in the days of Jesus in Jerusalem, in the days of the Lord, and walked down the street, you would have saw that everybody who ever encountered him was different. And I'll just mention a few of these this evening, and we'll go. I think about the man Nicodemus. In John chapter 3, the Bible said that Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews, and he came by night to the Lord Jesus Christ. Some say he came by night because he was a busy man. Some say he came by night because he was afraid of the persecution from the Jews. I don't know, there might be something to all of that. But I say he probably came by night to typify that everybody who comes to Jesus comes by night. Everybody who comes to Jesus comes in darkness, as I did and you did. I tell you, I didn't stay in darkness, though. I came to him in the dark and I left in the light. But the Bible said Nicodemus came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Master, we know. Notice he called him Master. We know that thou art a teacher come from God, that nobody can do these miracles that thou doest. Notice, Nicodemus was a ruler. He was a high, big shot, religious man. And here he met the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, Verily I say unto you, you must be born again. Nobody had ever talked to him like that. He had never heard nothing like that. Can you imagine old Nicodemus, a Pharisee, a ruler of the Jews, sitting there, and here's this man that had never even been to their college or anything, look at him and said, You've got to be born again. He said, I don't understand that. A lot of times religious people don't understand the gospel. A lot of times religious high, big shots are blinded by the religion and can't understand the simplicity of the gospel. And he said, I can't. He said, you got to be born again. He said, how? He said, you mean to tell me that I got to go back into my mother's womb? How can a man be born when he's old? He said, I'm a grown man. I can't go back and be a baby again and be in my mother's womb and be born again. And Jesus said, Verily I say unto you, except you be born of water and of the Spirit, you'll not see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said, Do you mean to tell me I got to be baptized and then get saved? And the Lord said, No, that's them heretics that's going to preach that junk. He said, I didn't say nothing about baptism. As a matter of fact, Nicodemus, the word baptism ain't in John chapter 3. When I said water in the Spirit, he said, you got to be born again. The context. He said, you was born the first time of water. You're born the second time of the Spirit. You say, how do you know that's what he's talking about? The next verse, he said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That's a baby born of water from its mother. That which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. It's got nothing to do with baptism. I mean, a church of Christ, every time they see water, they think baptism. And every time they see baptism, they think water. And sometimes it'll say baptism ain't got nothing to do with water. And sometimes it'll say water and ain't got nothing to do with baptism. You say, how do you know the difference? Study and show yourself approved unto God, reading and rightly dividing the word of truth. And so Nicodemus said, Lord, have mercy, I never heard nothing like that in my life. And the Lord said, well, you got to do it. You got to do it. And I've heard it said, somebody said they didn't know if Nicodemus ever really got it or not. They said it sort of leaves it hanging there. Wonder if Nicodemus really got saved. But I'm going to tell you something, brother. He shows up in John chapter 19 and verse 39 when they was getting ready to crucify the Lord down his body. And the Bible said, then came Nicodemus, who had earlier came to him by night with an ointment of spikenard, or ointment and an offering. I believe old Nick got the goods. I believe the Lord changed him that day. I believe that night Nicodemus was born again. I'm telling you, old Nicodemus, they said, Nick, tell us a little bit about it. He said, what the hand is to the lute, what the lips are to the flute. He said, what is the water to the sea? That's what Jesus is to me. And ladies and gentlemen, he got changed. They see over there, and on over a little bit, the widow of Nain. You know the story of the widow of Nain? The Bible said the widow of Nain was going out there. She was a widow. That means her husband already died. And now her son had died. And they was on their way to the funeral. Can you imagine? I mean, all the camels all lined up, had their headlights on, and all them funeral directors riding them camels, and everybody had a cop up here in front of them with a blue light on his camel, and they were all behind them, and they was all going out through there, and the dead boy, her son, was laying in that box, ladies and gentlemen, in that box, dead at 4 o'clock, and the Bible said, guess what I'm preaching about tonight? Oh, what a difference in who? Jesus passed by. And the Lord looked by there that day, and he saw that funeral procession. Word had already got around town that you do know that nobody ever died in his presence. And you do know that nobody ever even stayed dead in his presence. That's what's going to happen. Come back the next time. The dead's all going to get up. And Buddy looked over there, and the Bible said that he went over there and went, think, and touched the bier, B-I-E-R, the box, the casket. And he touched that box, and when he did, the lid flew open on that thing, and that boy's in there just raised up and said, Mama, I'm starving. I don't know if he said that. Let's go to Burger King. And boy, I'm telling you, I mean, them old funeral directors like to swallow their cigars. I'm telling you, brother, they looked around there. They thought, oh, Lord. I mean, they had nightmares for 2 or 3 days. I can imagine them going back into town, walking in the office of the funeral home and saying, Myrtle, I told you from now on make sure they're dead. That's 3 times this month that's happened. He said there's this one certain preacher, every time he preaches a funeral, we have to repossess the casket. We have to give them their money back. Nobody stays dead. I'm telling you, no, what a difference since Jesus passed by. And that little old boy sat up and they said what the mother is to the child, what the countenance is to the smile, what the honey is to the bee, that's what Jesus is to me. I'm telling you tonight, glory to God, people, it's a different for life and world when he passes by. Can you imagine? I mean, can you imagine now, them funeral directors, I mean, they done know that guy was dead, and he sat up, goes home that evening, you ain't gonna believe what happened. What? We was doing a funeral today, and we was on the way. And I'm telling you, you know that preacher they're talking about? Everybody's talking about him over there, that Jesus of Nazareth. He came by and touched the casket. I'm telling you, honey, that guy. She said, now don't get it swept up in this religious fanaticism. And there you go. No, no, no. I ain't a fanatic. I'm telling you the truth. It happened. I saw it. Heard about this guy one time. He's going down the road, and there's a hitchhiker standing on the side of the road. And this guy was transporting a casket. True story, supposedly. And he was transporting a casket from one side of town to the other. And he picked up his two guys, and he picked up a hitchhiker, and he said, hop in! The guy jumped in the back of the truck, and he said, in a few minutes, it started raining. And it started raining real hard. That guy just opened up that casket and eased down in there, you know, and just closed the lid on it where it could stay dry. And about a mile down the road, there's another hitchhiker. That guy pulled over and said, hop in! He hopped in the back down there. He said they went on down the road 3 or 4 miles, and directly it quit raining, and the sun come out. It got real hot. He said the lid flew open on that thing. That old boy raised up and said, well, it's quit raining, ain't it? That other guy jumped out, and it killed him. That's what they said. I mean, I tell you, brother, you talk about how to shake up your day, son. I'm telling you, buddy, I'm telling you, when dead people start setting up and they start coming out of them caskets, I'm telling you, businesses are picking up. I'm telling you tonight, there was a difference when Jesus passed by. Well, we see him at the woman at the well in John chapter 4. In there, you know that story. And brother, you know what? The woman at the well, she had had 5 husbands. And the one she was with was not her husband. She was a movie star before there was ever Hollywood. I mean, she had done got rid of 5 and shacking up with another one. And ladies and gentlemen, Jesus come up to her that day, and he said, give me something to drink. And she said, who are you? And they started a little conversation back and forth there. And he said, Lord, if you knew who I was, lady, you'd ask and I'd give you living water. And she said, give me this water. He said, let's talk a little bit first. Go call your husband. And she said, I ain't got no husband. And he said, you said that right. And she said, them crazy Baptists tell me I got 5 living husbands. But I ain't got nary. And the Lord said, that's right, you ain't got none. And the one you're living with ain't your husband. He said, you need help, lady. You need a drink of this living water. And she took her that living water. And brother, they said, old preachers used to say, she come and left her water pot and took off with the well. Amen. The well got on the inside of her. And she came downtown and said, come see a man that told me everything that I've ever done. She said, you got to meet this guy. I met this man up there, and they said, you're always meeting men. What's the big deal? She said, no, this is different. He ain't like the rest of them. He told me everything I've ever done. This man's different. I want to say tonight, folks, I'll never forget the night I met him. I'm telling you, I never have been the same since Jesus passed by my life. And if you really got saved, you can say that. the same thing. I'm telling you, through the ups, through the downs, I've been drugged through the mud, I've been beat half to death, and a lot of it was my own fault. But I'm telling you tonight, I have never been the same since he passed by. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, they said, you want to give a testimony? She said, what food is to the hungry man? What raindrops are to a thirsty land? What the leaves are to the tree? That's what Jesus is to me. Zacchaeus in Luke chapter number 19. He is a tax collector. He worked for the IRS. And he was out looking around. He'd heard about Jesus and he wanted to see him. And the Bible said one day, Jesus come passing by. They said, did you know Jesus is coming by here? He said, I want to see him. I've heard about it. They said, well, you don't go to church. No, I don't. They said, you're a crook. He said, yes, I am. But I want to see him. I want to see this guy. And they said, well, you're so short, you can't see him. There's so many people thronging him coming through here. And Zacchaeus, he was a wee little man. That's what the Bible says. Well, that don't be really, the song says. And he was a little of stature. The song says he was a wee little man. And a wee little man was he. And brother, I tell you, he was looking up. He was trying to look over them people and see Jesus. And he looked and he said, you know what? I'm going to climb up in that sycamore tree. And he got on that limb. And he got a hold of that tree and he said, I think I can see him. There he is. There he is. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. He's coming right over here. I can see. Oh, he's right down there. Oh, he's right. Oh. Why didn't I bring my video camera? I'll get my phone out here. I want to Instagram him over to my wife. She's never going to believe I got this close to Jesus. And the Lord stopped and looked right up in that tree. You know what he done? He had old Zacchaeus treed, brother. Like my daddy's coon dogs used to do. Daddy got up, he'd run out of no coon dogs, and them things would run all night through the woods, and all them coon hunters, have we got any coon hunters left in here? Is anybody just, none of y'all guys go coon hunting? I never did. Daddy used to go all the time, and he said, I can hear old Blue. Yep, that's old Zeb right there. And now, I don't know if they could tell them dogs far enough. They claim they could. And now them dogs, buddy, they'd get an old tree, old coon treed, and that old coon, he'd be up there just looking down like that. There's nowhere for him to go. That's where old Zacchaeus was. There was no for that whole crowd was looking up, and the Lord looked up at him and said, Zacchaeus, come on down. I'm coming to your house today. I'll never forget that night when I was on my face at Nebo Baptist Church when the Lord treated me, brother. I mean, he had me up a tree. I tell you, the Holy Ghost had me, and the Lord said, come on down. I felt like everybody in the world was looking at me, and I went on down. I'm still a mark on that tree today. I don't know if it was or not. They said it left marks on that sycamore tree. I'm telling you, he came down, and he went to his house, and he fed him, and fixed. They said, honey, fix him something to eat. There's the evidence of baptism of the Holy Ghost. You take the preacher home and feed him. But anyway, I'm telling you tonight, hallelujah, brother, I'm going to preach the Bible whether y'all like it or not. Zacchaeus, brother, I'm telling you, he had a difference since Jesus passed by. What's they said, you don't say something, Zacchaeus? He got the microphone. He said, what the glitter is to the gold, what the joy is to my soul, what the beauty of flowers and his trees, that's what Jesus is to me. I'm telling you tonight, and you know how he got saved? He said, if I took anything from anybody crooked, I restore him fourfold. Listen, brother, when a Jew tells you he owes you $25, he's going to give you $100. He got saved. Amen. Something happened to him. When the IRS man starts giving you the refund, right, and being honest, you know, listen, brother, something happened. Oh, what a difference since Jesus passed by. I can't explain it, and I cannot tell you why, but oh, what a difference since Jesus passed. You know what's wrong with some of you folks here tonight? You done got over it. Don't ever get over what happened when Jesus passed by. Hallelujah. Amen. I meet people all the time. I met an old man over here in revival in Lenore one night, and he was jumping up and down. I'm telling you, the man couldn't hush. He was pushing 70 years old, and he'd been a drunk all his life, and God saved him. And he could not shut up about it. I love to be around guys like that. He'd jump up, woo, hallelujah, amen. I mean the whole service. He was like, hallelujah, howling. He never got over what the Lord done for him when he passed by. I don't ever get over it. Sometimes we go through so many trials and troubles, we forget what happened when he passed by. I can't explain it, and I cannot tell you why, but oh, what a difference since Jesus passed by. I had this old boy with me here several years ago, and I'm not sure if he's in Burke County or McDowell, but he's coming around a few services, and he went to revival with me. He had been saved a few months earlier, and he told me he went to revival with me one night, and we was coming up that road right there, Interstate 40. He said, Danny, my daddy was a drunk. He said, we grew up like a bunch of dogs and animals. He said, I've lived like the devil. And you know what he told me? We was coming up that road right there. He said, I can take you off any exit going up Interstate 40 from here to Marion and take you to a drug dealer's house. He said, I know where all of them are. He said, I've been wicked. I've been ungodly. Here I am sitting in the car with a preacher going to revival. Last I heard, he took off to Florida to go to Bible college. I ain't seen him in years and years. And I'm going to tell you, there ain't but one thing can turn a man like that around. And it ain't rehab, brother. I mean, thank God for AA and rehab, whatever good they do. I'm telling you, I've heard people say, I was drunk for weeks and months, and in 15 seconds, I met Jesus Christ. Everything straightened out. God saved my soul, and everything's been different ever since. I'm telling you, there's a difference when Jesus passes by. Amen. The night I got saved, I went home. You've heard me tell it. I laid down in bed that night, and I thought, God, I ain't going to hell now. That's all I remember thinking. I'm not going to hell now. This is great. Next morning, got up, drove down here to Morgan. I was working off exit 100 up there, what used to be the old Highlander plant, and got fired from my job. Next morning, hadn't been saved less than 12 hours. I went home, laid down. I thought, I done got up at 5:30 this morning. I'm going to lay down and sleep a little bit. My uncle come in the house, and I heard him in there and said, I just want to stop by and say I was glad to hear about Danny. To my mom, I said, my goodness. How in the world did he find out? People's already talking. And I thought, good. I wanted everybody to know. A good sign you got saved, you want everybody to know you got saved. You want to tell it on the rooftops. You know what? I went to the store that next day, the store there in Nebo. Linda Houck's dad started that store right there in the middle of Nebo where the red light is. We sitting out there on the drink cartons like we always did every day. And I didn't really have a best friend, but if I would have had this guy, he was supposedly like a best friend we played ball with every day. He come pulling up. And me and my cousin, who had got saved the night before, was sitting there drinking a Pepsi or something. And he pulled up, got off his car, and said, let's go play some ball. We played ball every day, 7 days a week, out there at school at Nebo. I mean, I played in weather just like this many times with gloves. That's the hardest thing you ever try to do, play basketball with gloves on. It's awful. And we used to do that. Didn't matter. I'm in your hands and freeze off. He jumped out of the car and said, let's go play some ball. And we looked at him and said, can't. Been saved less than 24 hours. He said, why not? I said, we're going to church tonight. And honest to goodness, he turned white as that shirt she's got on right there. I'm telling you, he went, oh. I said, come on, man. We got saved. He looked, I mean, like you could have knocked him over with your finger like it. He came that night, went home, changed clothes, came that night. He was in the altar getting saved. Wound up being a preacher. I wound up being a preacher. My cousin Joey's still preaching tonight. I'm telling you, there is no earthly explanation for how our lives change other than the blessed Lord Jesus passed by and made him glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm glad the Lord came by me one day. I didn't deserve it, and he came by anyway. I can't explain it, and I cannot tell you why. Oh, glory to God, what a difference since Jesus passed by. I'm telling you, I've read stories after story after story how people change. Mail trotter. You've heard the old drunk mail trotter. Stayed drunk. He was the one that they told, they stole the shoes off his dead baby. So I said, I don't think that story is really true. It was true about somebody, but not him, maybe. Got saved, changed, turned around. You know, somehow or another, we forgot in this generation what being born again really does to a person. We want this hip-hop gospel and this sort of cool God where you just sort of gradually get in with the good guys at church and go golf with them, and your family goes out to eat with the big shots in church, and you just sort of gradually get in. That ain't the way I got in, buddy. That ain't the way I got in. I got born into it. They didn't take me golfing and where I became buddies with everybody and had a certain income and know the elite in the church, and gradually it didn't have nothing to do with it, but I got born into it immediately. I went from nothing to everything, brother, in one split second. I tell you, that's what getting saved is. You don't gradually get into it, brother. It's just like your first birth. I went home and told my mom, like the preacher said, I've had two births. One my mama told me about, and the other one I told my mama about when I was 18 years old. Thank God, hallelujah, it's deferred when Jesus passed by. I'm telling you something. I tell y'all this. It's awful. Please don't think bad of me. But before I got saved, me and some boys, I had a motorcycle. It's Honda that I'd bought from this guy, Nebo. And I rode that thing. I had that little MG, too, and I'd ride one day. Another. I got that little bit of money when that boy shot me in the hand when I got 18, and I bought me a motorcycle and a car, and that's what I wanted to ride. Now, I didn't ride these old dirt bikes. I wanted to ride one like the blues guy, you know, in the Hell's Angels, with big handlebars sticking way up. You're stupid looking. It's stupid looking. I don't even know why somebody wants to do that. I ride one from Marion to Morgan. It'll beat you half to death. You just want to do it for attention, I reckon. And I got rid of that thing, but I rode that thing to Morganton. And me and these guys went in a store down here, Morganton somewhere, and stole some rock and roll albums. We liked Sly and the Family Stone was really, really, really popular then. Jimi Hendrix just came out with Purple Haze album. I don't know if any of y'all ever remember the Purple Haze album. It was wicked. Lord have mercy. It's awful. It's awful. But you know, when your flesh is wicked, the more the better. We came down here and we had money and could have bought it and stole a record album or two and went back home. And a pair of socks. Stole a pair of socks, Ed. And I just want to see if we could do it. There's two pair for a dollar. And I'm telling you, from Roses. And I got saved and went and took the money. I took the money in there and laid it down on the counter to pay for them socks. Sure did. You tell me, listen, rehab don't make you do that. Something got a hold of me. I got my hair cut. I started going to church every time the doors open. And some of my friends said, Danny's sort of like got weird. And he's in some kind of religion. And boy, they laughed at me. One of my friends I play ball with all the time said, he'll last 2 weeks. They give me 2 weeks. That's what they said. And that hurt my feelings. I thought, Lord, they ain't got much confidence in me. I can't make it 2 weeks. But I did, by the grace of God. Been 40 years now. God's still good. Heaven's still real. Hell's still hot. Bible's still true. And Jesus is still coming. Nobody can do for you what he can. I'm in an old song. I'm going to hush. Remember that? Y'all might know it, but Jason or Kelly, one would know this. Nobody can do what he can do. Nobody can do what the Lord can do. I mean, it's an old spiritual. It's sort of, you know what I'm talking about? Ain't nobody can do what he can do. Ain't nobody. Yes, something like that. Ain't nobody do me like Jesus. Man, I wish we could sing that. I'd sing it right now. Ain't nobody can do me like him. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen, if you ain't got another friend in the world, if he's your friend, ain't nobody like him anyway. Glory to God. Come on, Miss Nissy. Well, come on, Brother Jason. We ought to just stand and worship Him tonight. Boy, you need a fresh touch tonight. Come and get down on your knees. Because, oh, what a difference since Jesus passed by. I can't explain it, and I cannot tell you why. Oh, what a difference. I don't know what we're saying. I have no idea. Nobody can do me like Jesus. Amen. Let's sing tonight. Father, we thank You, Lord, for this day. Thank You, Lord, that we've been allowed to come to church. We don't deserve it. We sure do thank You for it. We pray in Jesus' name. Lord, that You'd have Your way in our lives now. Bless. There's one here tonight discouraged, or there's one here tonight that needs help. Help them get in this altar tonight. Get the help they need. Dear God, we pray. We love You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Maybe you need a fresh touch from Jesus here tonight. Come on, let's sing.
Let's sing tonight.
Jesus, keep me near.
Come on,
the cross.
Let's come down here and pray. Come on. Let's get down here and pray tonight. Lord, fill me up with Your Spirit.
Fountain,
Come on. Let's get down here and pray tonight.
Free to all,
a healing
stream flows from Calvary's mountain.
Come on, come on, come on.